Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Believing is Seeing.
The Gospel from Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and they will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what they have will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." This is the gospel of our God. This scripture reading has often stumped me. I wonder why would people who long to see and hear what the disciples saw and heard not be able to see or hear? Then I started thinking about a time many years ago when my family traveled to the Black Hills on vacation. I don't remember the year exactly, but the carving of the image of Crazy Horse into the side of the mountain was nowhere close to being complete. I remember staring out the van window at the side of that granite face while my brothers and sisters and parents pointed out the outline of Crazy Horse. Yet no matter how hard or how long I looked, I just couldn't see it. I saw rock. Years later, I had several opportunities to return to the Black Hills. Each time, the sculpture of Crazy Horse became more and more clear. I suppose I should have been more grateful, but part of me felt very sad, thinking that perhaps a more appropriate way to honor Crazy Horse and his people would have been to maintain the pristine or original nature of the hills and honor the spirits that had walked there freely. I realized that long ago I couldn't see Crazy Horse, even though I was looking. My eyes saw only rock and not what lay within the rock, the possibility, the hope, the history. Once I was able to see the image of Crazy Horse, I realized that I wasn't just looking at him, but was actually seeing. Seeing with the eyes of my heart more than anything else. I saw and felt the reality of land stolen, of cultures and tribes decimated, of forced migration. And I saw the integrity of Crazy Horse and of his people. I saw resilience and hope. Maybe that's one of the points of the scripture passage, that while we have eyes and ears, we must go beyond merely looking to actually seeing. Go beyond hearing to actually listening to God, to the Spirit, to the cries of those on the margins, to the cries of the groaning earth, to see and to listen to where we are being asked to go, to what we are being asked to do, to how we are being asked to be with one another and with all of this awesome creation.